KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder or two, a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, all of the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is opening for the summer season this weekend. The refuge's auto tour road, nature trails, bird watching, and mushroom hunting areas are now open for the season. Fishing and boating will also be permitted as long as anglers have a valid license from either Iowa or Nebraska. The spring archery turkey hunting begins today. The refuge is located north of Omaha along U.S. Highway 30 near Missouri Valley. An entrance permit is required to enter the refuge. For more information, you can call 712-388-4800. Members of the City Council in Sioux City today are scheduled to consider a proposal to penalize property owners an extra 25% on unpaid city fees for removing snow from sidewalks. The penalties will be levied on the unpaid fees added to the parcels as property taxes. City code in Sioux City requires owners to clear sidewalks within 12 hours after snow or ice has stopped falling. Noncompliance can result in a civil citation, and if the sidewalk isn't cleared after a 24-hour shovel notice is posted, a city contractor clears the sidewalk, and the city bills the property owner for those costs. The Creston Police Department says two thefts over the past few days have been reported. Friday afternoon, a business owner told police that someone took a chainsaw from his business, J&J Plumbing and Heating, at 211 South Elm Street in Creston. The 20-inch Jones Red chainsaw, which was taken sometime between 3:15 and 3:35 p.m. on Friday, was valued at $503. And Saturday evening, a resident in Creston reported sometime between March 16th and April 15th, someone took a fire ladder from an apartment at 301 West Montgomery Street in Creston. The loss was estimated at $200. Creston police said also 21-year-old Todd Michael Murray of Creston was arrested over the weekend on a charge of driving while suspended. Murray was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. A program launched nearly 4 years ago at Iowa State University is designed to teach students how to communicate without talking while learning the culture of the deaf community. Sheridan Mottet, a junior at ISU from Parkville, Missouri, is among the students in the American Sign Language, or ASL, program who recently spent several days in Council Bluffs working with students at the Iowa School for the Deaf.
It's definitely interesting to see where the students live, where they go to school, how their daily life is so much different than ours in a way. In other ways, it's weird to see how similar they are as well.
Students in the ASL program at Iowa State are required to interact with members of the deaf community around Ames and other Iowa cities. Selena Engelhart, a senior at ISU from Coggin, says the experience helps her build her signing skills while learning more about the deaf culture.
It's what college is for, I guess. Like, you just immerse yourself in so many different cultures. I think this is a great experience. I have never been here before or anywhere outside of Ames for the deaf community, so like getting out somewhere else is like incredible for anybody to have this opportunity to come here.
During the trip to Council Bluffs, the ASL students were not allowed to talk out loud while they were at the Iowa School for the Deaf. Modet said it was a different, or rather a significant, challenge.
In class, we were not allowed to speak at all, so it's kind of like the same as classes, but this is for a much longer period of time and with a bunch of signers who are much better than me.
Cynthia Angeroth is the outreach coordinator at the Iowa School for the Deaf. She says the supply of qualified interpreters in Iowa is far below the demand.
Iowa strongly needs teachers for the deaf and hard of hearing, and they need interpreters across the state.
One explanation for why there are so few interpreters is the commitment. It can take 7 or 8 years to someone to become fluent in ASL. As the 2016 legislative session winds down, lawmakers and the governor are debating not only when, but if third graders, who are poor readers, should be forced to repeat the third grade. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
A 2012 law calls for third graders in Iowa to repeat the grade if they are poor readers. But the policy isn't scheduled to go into effect until next year. Some senators argue it is too late to wait to intervene at the end of third grade if a student cannot read well. Others say research suggests students are no better off and sometimes worse off if they repeat a grade. Last week, a bipartisan committee of House and Senate members voted to delay until 2018 the requirement of summer school for lagging third grade readers. That's because there's no money in the budget for it. That means no third grader in Iowa would be forced to repeat third grade until the fall of 2018 if legislators get their way. Governor Branstad doesn't want to wait.
We made a commitment in 2012 to really strengthen our efforts to help all kids to be able to learn to read before they leave third grade. This is kind of the last step, and we need to continue to move forward with it as expeditiously as possible.
Tests last fall found nearly 25% of Iowa third graders could not read at grade level. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Despite all the attention on water quality initiatives at the Iowa legislature this year, it appears unlikely lawmakers will reach consensus before adjournment over how to pay for it. Leaders in the split legislature have fundamental differences over whether to use existing funds or to generate new dollars to deal with longstanding issues over Iowa's polluted waterways. There's no indication they'll reach a compromise anytime soon. Lawmakers in the Republican-controlled House propose a plan that would use a special infrastructure money and tax on water use. Governor Branstad backs the plan, though it differs from his proposal to use money from an education infrastructure fund. Leaders in the Democratic-majority Senate have floated ideas that would use surplus dollars from the budget or increase the sales and use tax. Prestige Foods is working to obtain the environmental permits it needs to build a $240 million pork processing plant in Mason City. The company will need to secure final approval from the city and environmental regulators before it can build the plant. The environmental review process will address how much water the plant will need and how much wastewater would be treated and what effect it might have on air quality. Many of the roughly 200 people who attended a hearing on the project earlier this month urged city officials to reject it. The city council is planning hearings on April 21st and May 3rd before deciding on whether to approve a development agreement with Prestige. The company hopes to have the plant operational by mid-2018. And the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund, in accordance with the grant money received through the Federal Home Loan Bank, says it's seeking applications from low to moderate income owners, homeowners in the city of Red Oak for housing repairs. Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund currently has no waiting list for Red Oak and seeks to find 9 homeowners to participate in the program. The Federal Loan Bank Repair Program can assist owner-occupied households to eliminate health and safety hazards and to conserve energy in their homes. Examples of assistance include electrical, heating, plumbing, handicapped accessibility, windows, and so on. The assistance is given in the form of a 5-year forgivable loan, the maximum of $5,000 per home in repairs. Applicants must be the owner of record, reside in the home, and meet income guidelines. The condition of the home must be suitable for repair. Interested applicants should contact the Southwest Iowa Housing Trust Fund at 712-243-4196 for more information. The news was brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.